Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball. Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
Triple M, Sunday Sin Bin.
Well, welcome back to Hour 3. And in the game currently underway, the Storm lead the Warriors.
24-2, Anthony.
24-2.
7 minutes into the second half.
Okay, there you go.
Tell you what, there was a hell of a shot put on before by Chanel Harris-Tavita on his own goal line, Gordon. 45-3 angle.
Tees,
absolutely
into
minched
a hole as hard as he could, running a great line and just got poleaxed. And in the reserve grade here, Wes had a kick to tie it up, about 45 metres out, about 10 metres left, and he fell short.
Right.
28-26
to the Eels.
Okay.
Over the Magpies.
And you can, of course, stream all our shows, every NRL and AFL game live on the Listener app. Download it now, L-I-S-T-N-R. It's the Listener app. We've got Hoops, we've got Gordon Tallis, and for this hour we've got our very, very good friend.
really? Friend?
Friend.
Right. Is this how you treat your friends?
Yes. Well, look, mate, I didn't know you were going to be listening.
Yeah, the golden rule, mate. Mate, if you're listening, he's...
You're back soon. The night's come out, yeah. But great to be here, Maroon.
Yeah, well, it was a great trip, wasn't it, up to Townsville? Beautiful city, great stadium.
Great city, great place, great atmosphere. Not such a great game as a Queenslander, but you know, I'd like to see him do it more, you know.
Yeah.
I think it was a really, you know, obviously it wasn't planned to be that way, but the way it worked out, I don't think, I wouldn't be opposed to playing more games in regional areas, provided they had stadiums like that.
Yeah.
You know, Newcastle, yeah. Canberra, those sort of places.
Well, even if they do have stadiums like that though, Reedy, it's still limiting how many people can watch.
Well, it is. It is, and there's a obviously there's a financial cost in that. The NRL got a good payday from the Queensland government for this one, but you know, provided the numbers stack up, if the numbers stacked up, I wouldn't be opposed to them. As I said, playing more games in places like that. Am I putting you to sleep, Maroon? You're yawning.
Oh,
sorry. Are you not talking? So you're bored.
No.
Yeah, mate. You know you bit rock bottom. Mate,
I've had a long late night, mate. I've been up all night.
All right, sorry. Sorry, we're keeping you up, mate.
No, that's okay. Yeah. But and Townsville's a wonderful place.
Great place. But snuck over to Magnetic Island, had a look around. Beautiful.
Yeah. How far is Townsville from your hometown, Goodner?
Oh, a long way.
Oh, is it?
Long way.
Goodness, Brisbane.
Goodness,
yeah.
Oh, it's in halfway between Brisbane and Ipswich.
Right.
Ipswich Jets territory.
Yeah, so...
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So you're heading out the Western Corridor.
Yeah, Western Corridor, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, Reedy, that the Queensland side... I mean, we don't see in Origin a big score affect the next game so much. I mean, they could quite easily come out and win.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say quite easily come out and win.
No. Munster and Cherry Evans and Harry Grant, they know they need to make a statement.
Well, hopefully
that's
they get Ponga back
the
too.
Blues haven't got a great record at Suncorp over the last few years.
It's a long way back from that, though.
Yeah,
44
it is.
Points.
It is.
Hopefully we have Ponga back. Papali was really good last night, so that's a good sign.
Papali'i,
sorry. Centre's an issue. I think centre's an issue for them.
They stick with Capewell?
I think they are. I think they'll probably stick with Capewell. I didn't think he had a bad game.
No.
Kirk Capewell. He wasn't off.
Tommy burned him for the first try.
But, yeah, but he
which
got
I mean,
him back.
Tommy would have burned. Yeah.
Kirk got him back for one. And quite often when Tommy was doing his damage, it wasn't.
He came up with a couple of errors, though. I'm not saying, look, he had a great series last year and he's been in terrific form for Penrith, but he's a back rower. He's not a centre.
I don't think they've got it. What's their alternatives, though?
I don't know.
You know, maybe you look at Will Chambers. But, I mean, Will's only played a handful of games since he's been back in the NRL, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they've got a better option. I think they've got to go with Capewell.
Reedy, we discussed a lot of the obvious big games, Trbojevic, Luttrell, Tarek Sims. What about specifically the two blokes that I'm talking about here on debut, To'o and Luai?
Yeah, well, they were outstanding. To'o was outstanding. I mean, Christian Welch knocked himself out trying to tackle Brian To'o, you know, a winger. He was outstanding. I think he ran for, did he run for over 200 metres in the end, Brian To'o?
Yeah.
He went close if he didn't.
Yep.
And Luai obviously worked his way into the game and set up a try late in the game. So
got better the longer the game went, I thought, Luai.
You know, I thought Cam Murray was probably the unsung hero of the game.
Yeah,
you know,
he did a great Dave job on Fafita.
And, you know, Cam Murray played with a bit of aggression. It's not really what you associate Cam Murray with, do you? I think being aggressive in your face. But, you know, when there was a bit of action out there, a bit of heat, he was quite often in the middle of it. So, you know, I thought Cam Murray was outstanding.
Well, I think the one thing that the Blues learned out of game three, especially last year, was their forwards were bullied and their forwards were stood over and dominated. And as a result of that, I think that's why they decided Angus Crichton would have been on the left edge if he hadn't been suspended. But when he was suspended, I think the fact that Tarek Sims is a bit of a firebrand, and I know Tarek can at times mix his club form, but Wednesday evening, that was the best that we've seen him play in a representative arena. He was outstanding.
Does Angus come straight back in, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, we spoke about this in the previous hour as well. Do you change the winning side? Gee whiz, like, after an emphatic performance like that, I think he'll be in the squad, no doubt. They'll bring him in because he was an incumbent member and he was one of their best for last year as well. But I don't know if you can... Do you change the winning team?
Well, I think the only change you can make is Liam Martin, wouldn't it? Liam Martin drops out and Angus comes in, potentially.
Maybe they could decide to go that way. Mm. Yeah, they may well decide to go
that way. Well, they're changing a winning team, eh?
Well, I wouldn't be changing the winning side, Cameron. No.
Okay. Paul Kent makes the point earlier, Reedy, a couple of hours ago, that to change the winning side like that, why would you? You're on a hiding to nothing if you do. There's no need to.
Well, I remember a couple of years ago when Freddie was the coach, they went out and won, and I think they'd lost the first game. It was 2019 when Latrell got dropped after the opening game, and they brought Daniel Saifidi in, I think it was, for the second game, and David Clemmer was out suspended. Then he was available for the third game, but because they'd won so well in game two, they decided that they weren't going to change the side. And at the time, people were quite surprised. So, hang on, Clemmer's an incumbent. He's, you know, never let New South Wales down in that style of arena. As it was, he ended up getting a late call-up anyway because somebody else, I think, got injured or suspended in the last game of that round, and so he ended up being part of the setup anyway. But I know previously when they've won and won well, the Blues under Brad Fittler and Greg Alexander are reluctant to make unnecessary changes.
All right, boys, just a quick look at club games with you, Reedy, before we go any further. Manly 50 over the Cowboys 18. Were you surprised how ordinary the Cowboys were in that game?
A little bit, because they started so well, didn't they? I was surprised that all the action happened while Tomalolo, Hess and Jordan McLean were sitting on the bench. And they were on there for about 40 minutes in the middle of that game. And he's obviously got a plan with Tomalolo, but the game slipped out of their grasp while he was watching on the sidelines. And that's the bit that surprised me most about the Cowboys' performance or the way they played the game. Not, you know, they've been in reasonable form of late. They started the year really poorly. And once they got to 12-0 and then they lost the momentum, lost control of that game, I would have thought he'd have brought Tomalolo straight back on to try and wrestle it back. That was the thing that surprised me about it.
And the Sharks beat the Panthers 19-18. But if I'm a Panthers fan here, boys, I'm saying now after the Melbourne Storm beat the Warriors today, they're both going to be equal on top of the ladder. Directly related to Origin, Panthers surrender outright lead of the ladder. If you're a Panthers fan, Hoops, are you blowing up about that?
No, mate, you're happy.
Is your name Hoops?
Well, mate, I'm an Origin player.
Well, true. Okay.
Right?
That's true.
So I know that we were in a better spot when we had 10 Broncos in the Origin team. So I know it's a tough period to get through, and it's not the 6 weeks. It's about 10 weeks because you don't freshen up after an Origin until 4 or 5 weeks after it, probably because of the mental. But Penrith, they're going to be better for it in the business end of the season, mate. When rips are cracking, to play in that arena, to play under that much pressure, it will sit better with them on, you know, the big occasions.
All right, boys.
To your point there as well, Anthony, I mean, it hasn't affected the Melbourne Storm. And I know that they're one of the benchmark organisations of the competition, but Penrith, they rested Jerome Luai, they rested Nathan Cleary against Cronulla. Did Toto play? I don't think Toto did play.
No, he didn't back up either.
So they're going to be okay. And they'd been flying as it was anyway. They'd won 12 in a row. It won't hurt them to just have a little brought back to earth couple of weeks.
Right.
And then they recalibrate and fire again into the finals.
Okay, Roosters 35, Titans 34, Rabbitohs 24, Knights 10, Raiders 38, Broncos 16. Right now, score update over to you, Hoops.
Score is 24-2 to the Melbourne Storm, Anthony, over the New Zealand Warriors.
My God, you are a star. We need to get you on some sort of a reality show, a celebrity chef or one of those Survivor shows, something. Can we get him some publicity? Would you go onto a show like that, Celebrity Apprentice or Celebrity Dancing or whatever the bloody hell they're doing now? Because you, my friend, are a star in the making.
Mate, why do you always have to take everything back? Yep. To your days at Sugar Reef Nightclub,
right,
where you'd have the mesh vest on, yep, out on the dance floor,
true,
right?
Yep. The bum bag.
You'd have the bum bag, the big, yeah, sunglasses, the, yeah, big U2 sunglasses, the bonos.
Yeah.
Mm. And you'd be cutting shapes, looking at your eyelids.
Yep. And I would just...
And blowing bubbles.
Turn around and grab someone and kiss them, male, female, whatever, right on the lips, because I was in a loving mood.
Do you want to walk Reedy through your meat lollies, your little meat lollies from earlier in the day?
No, I don't think, Reedy.
Sausage roll.
What I, Reedy, go
I've
on.
I've got a little story for you from up in Townsville, yeah, actually. You missed this in your Maroon Confidential.
Right.
I've never been to the Mad Cow, so we went to the Mad Cow one night.
Mm-hmm. You call yourself a Queenslander.
And they were doing this, they have this competition on stage where they get three people on stage and they do some competition. And if you win, you get to spin the wheel and you win a prize.
Something like at a Tim Tam.
So I volunteered. I had a couple of beers. I'd had about two, so I was in pretty good nick. Got up on stage with these two other gibberers and they gave us a packet of Oreos, three Oreos.
Right.
And you had to put on your forehead one Oreo and get it in your mouth and eat it without using your hands.
Right. And did you, you were able to do that?
The third Oreo. I missed the first two, nailed the third one.
Wow.
There's video around, and I won, got to spin the wheel.
Let's get some...
Won a free 4X gold.
Let's get some Oreos in here next week and see what...
So the mini Oreos, yeah, so the big one, yeah.
Let's see what else you can do with Oreos. Let's see what else you can come
up with.
How's
Maroon Confidential miss that?
That's a terrible Maroon.
Yeah, well, we're
not doing your research, Maroon.
And I tell you how good Townsville was.
Right.
One of the guys, it's actually Brandy Alexander's son. He was up there and he went up there with Brandy and they went out to have a few beers and he's got the New South Wales shirt on. And the hotel that they were staying at from the Mad Cow at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's a $12 max fare.
Right.
Cost him $48. So he stopped in the cab in Townsville, which I love. I'm so proud of my good work. The cab driver saw this young bloke in the back with a New South Wales shirt and go, "I'm taking you around." So poor little Shandy, son of Brandy, got driven around and added about $35 to him. Oh, how good.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our friends at Apricity Finance, proud sponsors of the Raging Bull, bring
they
us
love
the segment.
You. Mate, they loved you.
Rage. Well, we're currently doing a few deals behind the scenes, but I'll keep that.
What, invoicing in you?
Triple F rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
And welcome back. We are around about half an hour away from kickoff. West Tigers taking on Parramatta. A very important game for Parramatta. In the big scheme of things, Melbourne will beat the Warriors. It's not over yet. What's the current score there, Hoops?
The current score, Anthony, is that the Warriors have just gone over. It is 30 points to Melbourne, 6 to New Zealand, kick to come.
And that was Kenny Mamalo playing his last game for the Warriors.
Yeah, correct.
The Tigers did not know he was playing today.
You know what happened? So Rocco Berry apparently sustained some sort of little injury yesterday at training because Mamalo's done this deal effective immediately, switched to the West Tigers. And so, yeah, Rocco Berry sustained the injury yesterday at training. And as a result, Mamalo said, "No, well, look, I'm all right. If you want to pick me, I'm happy to play."
Mm.
And so now he's playing.
Well, his contract with the Tigers kicks in tomorrow.
Okay.
So this is his farewell game for the New Zealand Warriors.
We might have more of a look at that one, put that one up on the hoist when we do the What Does the Fox Say, which is coming up. But right now, children, it's time for this. Very good, very, very good friend of mine from down there in the Highlands Lyndon Toll and the team from Apricity Finance. Your workflow. Turn your workflow into cash flow with an invoice finance facility from Apricity Finance. Call 1-300-APRICITY. They bring us the Raging Bull.
Well, my Raging Bull this week is on State of Origin, and in the 10-day turnaround, being a Townsvillian, we've never had... I know they have the V8s and they've had the Cowboys, but I don't think they've had something like a State of Origin where everybody expects it to tick along. I've been with Apricity now. We've been to Adelaide last year, of Melbourne, of Sydney, I've done Lang Park. I have not had a better experience corporately. Mm-hmm. Maroon, you're in the room.
Yep.
That room was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
To walk out, those guys that everybody's done corporates now, so obviously corporates are a big part of our game, but to walk out of the ground, those guys to stand right on the halfway and can sit there and stand there in the open air and watch the whole game. But what hit home to me is we were in Adelaide last year, and if you didn't see someone in a Queensland jersey or a blue scarf, you didn't know State of Origin was on.
Mm.
To go up there in towns with the buzz around the place, I think regional, it says something about taking the game back to our real fans, our rusted on fans, and just saying thank you. They came out in droves. They supported it. The street, Flinders Street, that went all the way from City Lane all the way to the Mad Cow. They had Birds of Tokyo, Jessica Melboy, Busby Maru play. It was one of the nicest days. It was like being that someone like a Melbourne Cup sort of carnival atmosphere in the streets. It was spread out, and I actually saw Villanis and Andrew Abdo that night and just said, I love the game up there, and hopefully in the future it's not about the money, but it's about our fans, and that's what the game's about. And instead of keep on going to the bigger metro areas, I think some of the regional places, every 3 years, if Queensland get two games, we got to take one up and spread it around and spread the love. And maybe in New South Wales, take one to a Newcastle or somewhere else, and you know, or even a bigger regional area that can hold, because sometimes it's not about the crowd.
What can they get at Dubbo, Rudy? We saw that.
It's only about 10, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's
a little bit too small.
Because the game makes our most money from the eyeballs on the television screen. We know that. So we know that if it's that by taking a hit in the pocket, I don't know what the game generates in ticket sales, but that's something that the game can look at.
It's a lot, but it's still a gesture of goodwill.
And I reckon every 5 years, if there's one game out of 15... that goes to a regional area, I think it's going to give the game in the bush the biggest shot in the arm that we can ever do. We keep on going to Melbourne. We've got a stadium. We've got a team there. We go to Adelaide. Unless we're going to move a team there or Perth, we don't go back.
Mm. And just in closing on that, the stadium up there, which is just first class, this facility that you and I were in, Gordy, one wall was completely glass where you could, and in the other side, you could see the Queensland side warming up. And then to get out onto the field, they had to walk through the function we were at. So it was just amazing.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Townsville put on a. And then probably because I was proud I used to go to the Sports Reserve, which was about 5K away, and watch so many games. And I watched Parramatta play the Broncos there, I think in 88. Manly played the North Queensland Marlins. I've watched big games there. The Australian team played against Papua New Guinea, I think, in 91. And then North Queensland used to play against the Touring Poms and all those sides. So we've had big games, but no bigger game than, I believe, State of Origin played. And the result, I'm really disappointed with that. But the actual event, I said I've been going to a State of Origin since 94 on and off the field, and that was the best one I've been to off the field.
Well,
it was amazing.
I like his idea. I like Gordy's idea there of even one in every 15 games. Let's take it somewhere like that.
Or 10 or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, I think our game, just talking to people and going around, and I know that I'm loyal to North Queensland, but Newcastle have given us so much in the game as well, and all those regions, and go to somewhere like that where Canberra, somewhere where there's so many rusted on fans that we're thanking them for their support over the years.
And it's not just like if you do go regional, Gordy, and you go to be it Townsville, Canberra, Newcastle, it's also all the surrounding towns and the region around it where, Tent City, I can only imagine. Did you get your head into Tent
City? No, I didn't go to Tent City.
Into Tent City.
No. Just imagine if you went to, say, Coffs Harbour or Dubbo, one of those, say, listen, you build a 20,000 seat stadium, right? We will bring an NRL game here. Like, so every NRL team has to take a game there to help the bush, but they get an origin once in every whatever, or a test match. It would just mean so much to the region.
Absolutely. Good Raging Bull today. Turn your workflow into cash flow with Precity Finance.
And just on that, Lyndon, he did like you, but he had to leave the seat because he was sitting before with you in the first half.
He was, yes.
Yeah, and he come and sat with us. You were chewing his ear off.
Did I meet Lyndon at the pub?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. Lyndon, he was a great fella. Great fella. Yeah.
Righto, okay. 1-300.
Did he educate you about how to invoice?
We were speaking about other matters.
More rugby league.
Folding.
Other things. Money's not everything, Hoops, right?
I know that.
Money's not everything. It's all right for blokes like you and Paul Kent and Brent Reed, Gordon Tallis. Like, people just, you just go to your account on the 15th. Oh, there's the money. Please. Me, I've got to go out and find the money, right? So
we've all got to show you what, the grindstone.
But don't give up your secret hiding spots, because you look a fisherman. You look a trawler. Mate, when you say find it, you're like a trawler just out there pulling in.
I get in where water can't. We'll take a break and we'll come back with What Does the Fox Say as Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Triple M, Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Welcome back to it. We're only, 19 minutes odd away from kickoff with the West Tigers taking on Parramatta here at Bankwest Stadium, a beautiful facility in the west of Sydney. And we've got a game underway right now. We're just going to get a score update. It's Melbourne 40 now, leading the Warriors 6. Melbourne 40, Warriors 6. The Canadian Club Bad Sweater is back, and it's badder than ever before. So check it out, the Canadian Club Bad Sweater. And it is time right now for this. What does the fox say? What does the fox say? News. Two scoops, Hoops. He used to get two scoops, and that's how he got the nickname. He rarely gets a scoop anymore, but let's get an update from you, Hoops. What's going on with Latrell Mitchell after Origin?
Oh, look, I just want to give Latrell a massive rap, Anthony. Like, you go back to the last time that he was in the New South Wales State of Origin squad, and it was in 2019, and he ended up being dropped after a poor performance in game one. But he's since switched clubs, found a home at fullback at the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and had a real career renaissance. And I just thought Wednesday evening he was an absolute credit to himself, the way that he went about that performance, the injection of himself and Tommy Turbo into the Blues setup. It really did just make them so much more destructive and potent right across the park. I love the way that the Blues were just zinging the ball from one side to the other and just going, right, Latrell's on the left, just get him early ball. And then the same thing with Tommy. And then Tommy was roaming everywhere and bobbing up on both sides of the field, including a left foot grubber kick for Latrell to score a try. So, yeah, it was brilliant stuff. And then I guess another thing out of the State of Origin game that, Gordy, I probably wanted to bounce off yourself as a Queensland legend, is the whole Wayne Bennett departure from the Origin Arena. Was that partially because he's still coaching in club land? Or what was the reasoning behind that?
Well, last year, Kevy, when he got the Broncos, I think that he had to, for... He couldn't coach Queensland, right?
Yeah, he wanted to throw himself straight into the Brisbane, which was fair enough.
And then it was a one-off, and there was talk of Paul Green doing it, but I think he just departed the Cowboys, so Mel and Wayne, I think, put their hand up to do it, and Neil Henry. So it took three of those guys, and they did a great job last year, and now Paul Green's changed over the staff. I think it's Jonathan Thurston and...
Neil Henry?
Neil Henry.
Neil Henry's there, so... You know, I don't think we've got to change that much. The only thing we've got to change is attitude.
Should they have fought harder to keep Wayne, though, after what he achieved last year? Well, they were labelled the worst Queensland side in 40 years.
Well, I think we said when Laurie and whoever was doing it, Mel Meninga was doing it, that the state jobs had gone past a club coach.
Mm.
And if I was coaching a club and I'm paying you $500,000, I'm not letting you go for 6 weeks, for one, because then the standard of your club... And you come back drained.
Yep.
So something gives.
What do you think, Reedy? Do you think that the QRL should have fought harder to try and convince Wayne to stay after the success of what they achieved at the end of last year?
I would have thought they fought pretty hard, Hoops, because, I mean, Bruce Hatcher, the chairman of the Queensland Rugby League's really tight with Wayne. I think he's been Wayne's accountant for 40 years or something. So
yeah, they've been good.
Yeah, so Bruce, no, I mean, Bruce would have done his best to keep him round. Mm. I think Wayne had made a decision. I think once Wayne makes a decision, he's a hard bloke to get to change his mind. Interesting one. I didn't even think of this, but I don't know why. They could have had a lash at Mel. Why couldn't they keep Mel involved?
Because he still coaches the Kangaroos.
Oh, of course. They're playing again this year, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know. Are they? Yeah. Well, have we got an answer on that yet?
I think the World Cup's it's a couple of weeks away, a decision on the World Cup. But even if they don't play the World Cup, they'll play test matches at the end of the year against New Zealand.
Yeah, the talk is he wants to play against Pacific nations. Yeah. So, which I must say I like that. Yeah, I like that. But look, I felt as though, off the back of the success that Queensland had last year, Anthony, I would have been throwing the absolute kitchen sink to try and keep Wayne, because you saw, like, after game two last year, and they only had a 1 week, 7 day turnaround, and they went to the Maroon sheds, and I think everybody expected it to be doom and gloom and hands in heads and somewhat of a funeral parlour, and Wayne's sitting back, you know, playing around with the jukebox and cracking jokes with the players, which I must say was a fascinating insight. Mm. So
not sure Greeny would have been doing that.
Mm. I don't reckon he was Wednesday night. Yeah.
We mentioned earlier here, boys,
smash the jukebox, Greeny.
About Kenny Malmelo's been released from the New Zealand Warriors after today to play for the West Tigers.
Yeah,
what's behind that? Why did that happen?
Well, so Ken Mamalo, when the Warriors signed the young gun Reece Walsh, they realised very quickly they needed to get him into the side. To get him into the side, ultimately Roger Tuivasa-Sheck decided to do the selfless thing and shift to the wing. Mm. And that meant that somebody had to miss out. And so, look, initially they said that Kenny Mamalo had a hamstring injury. He didn't at all. That I think the coach just had a conversation with him where he said, listen, mate, I want to get this kid into the team. I'm going to give you a rest for a little while. As a result of that, they went back to Ken Mamalo, the Warriors, and said, look, if you want to have a look around and see if there's any other clubs that are interested, feel free. His manager began the process of doing that. The West Tigers were already monitoring the situation. Michael Maguire's a New Zealand test coach, so knows Ken and likes him. And as a result, they were able to get a deal done very quickly, which now probably means that the New Zealand Warriors will sign Dallin Watini-Zelezniak. That'll happen over the course of the next couple of weeks. They're still negotiating the money with Canterbury. DWZ's on a lot of money at the Bulldogs. I think it's $800,000 plus because he was signed as a fullback by Canterbury's previous administration. So I think that'll probably happen in the next couple of weeks, but the Bulldogs are going to have to be prepared to throw a fair bit of that freight in.
Do you think if they get rid of Dallin, or if Dallin moves, they might move on Sean Johnson, the Dogs?
I think they want to have a crack at Sean Johnson. Mm. I don't know if they have to move Dallin necessarily have a crack. I think they might even be able to do it anyway. Mm. I mean, and the fascinating one there, of course, as well, with the Sean Johnson Bulldogs scenario, is what becomes of young Kyle.
Yeah.
Mm. And anyway, it'll be good for Kenny Malmelo because he'll start. He's been in and out of first grade for one reason or the other at the Warriors. Last year, he took the option to go home, didn't he? He was one of the players. So now we're going to see Kenny playing some consistent first grade football at the Tigers. We wish him the best.
He was a Dally M Winger of the Year in 2019.
Yeah.
He's a damn good player.
I think in terms of metres in the last 3 years, he almost leads the NRL.
Correct.
I think.
Yep. So, look, the Tigers needed a winger. They've obviously got Nofaluma and Jimmy the Jet playing on the wing at the moment, but you wouldn't say that Jimmy's your classic winger. He came through as a centre, so it's a good pickup for the Tigers.
Okay, anything else?
That's it, Anthony.
Well, I'll tell you what, it couldn't have got
actually, hang on.
Yeah.
Was there something left over from Maroon Confidential? I feel as though I know how much material.
Okay.
I know how much work you put into.
Hold on, he's got to make it up. Give him.
I don't make it up.
I know how much work you put into. And it was the Townsville edition.
I've got up early Friday morning only because the people at the Commonwealth Hotel put the high-pressure water gun and the vacuum on at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I went down the road to get a coffee, and I sat there for about 2 hours. Next minute, Benny Dobbin, or as they're calling him now, Johnny Weissmuller, because he looks so fit, Benny Dobbin goes by.
Don't you normally call him the round mound of sound?
Well, you can't call him that anymore. He's
faded away.
He looks great. He's walked by.
I wouldn't go that far, but he's faded away.
he's walked down the Strand.
What's that, his career?
His career is on the up and up.
Oh.
Anyway, are we done? No. He's walked down the Strand sucking on a Boost Juice with Mayor of Townsville, Bev Noonan.
Bev?
No.
Yes, telling
Jenny.
Her.
How's he know Bev?
I don't
Jenny
know. I don't know how he knows her. Everyone
okay.
knows her up there. She's lovely.
Yeah, right.
Walks past telling her and anyone else who will listen the benefits of intermittent dieting. So that's how he's done it.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Beetroot juice, walking, and intermittent dieting.
Good stuff. That's it's a
stretch. Celery, yeah, that's celery, a stretch carrot, and beetroot, I think. It's,
celery, carrot.
You know, what it is?
It's celery. Sort of it's a vegetable.
It's
you
celery.
You can't have fruit. Yeah, you can't
not
have
celery,
fruit.
Celery, carrot, and beetroot. Boys, don't ask me. Don't ask
not
me.
Not celery.
To do it and then accuse me
no,
of lying.
No, Maroon Confidential. who, hang on. What?
Well, Reedy, you're going down, mate. I'll tell you what. I will be getting hold of my solicitor, Lee Hadjipet, tell us. At 1 minute past
good luck
four.
Getting Lee. He doesn't answer the phone anymore, Lee.
Well, he does not to you.
No, he does. He does if you're all right. Yeah.
We're going to take a break and come back and have a preview of this game between the Tigers and Parramatta as Triple M rocks the footy.
The McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
And we are now only about 5-6 minutes away from the big game today, West Tigers versus Parramatta. And it's bad, but it's actually pretty good. The Canadian club bad sweater is back, and it's badder than ever before. And there are 3,000 of these up for grabs. So you better get in quick, get your own CC and dry bad sweater. All you got to do is purchase a specially marked 24-pack of Canadian club and dry from your participating retailer. Then what you'll get is you'll get your unique code. Head to ccbadsweater.com to claim yours. T's and C's do apply, but the bad sweater is back. The Canadian club bad sweater. Okay, Hoops, who wins this game and why?
I think the Eels. I reckon it'll be close. It's nearly the match of the round, I think, Anthony. The Tigers off the back of a couple of wins against the depleted Penrith last Friday at Leichhardt Oval. But you'd have to think, look, the Tigers have still got a little bit of head noise about playing out here at Bankwest Stadium. The Eels put 50 on them going back a couple of years. They've never really been able to bury that and move on from that scoreline. So I think the Eels, with Junior Paulo back into the side, no Reid Marnie today, so Joey Lusick gets an opportunity at dummy half. But I'm leaning slightly towards the Eels. I think it'll be a close game.
Okay, we'll catch you tonight on Fox League. Of course, it's for Ream Hot Water, and so too for our friends at Macca's. Triple M rocks the footy. Dan and the call team join us in moments right here at Triple M.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a ream.